Inside the dimly illuminated interior of War Wag 1, the dashboard and control panels cast a rainbow of colors across the tense crew. Then the ceiling speaker crackled alive once more.
Repeat, Trader 1. They just aced Denver Joe and have the gate covered with slaves. Main guns are being armed. Repeat, their cannons are being loaded. Do we charge the gate or run?
The men and women in the room exchanged tense looks, their hands tight on grips of the machine guns inside the blisters jutting from both sides of the armored transport. Nervously, the seasoned killers chewed gum to stop from fidgeting, as smoking was forbidden inside the vehicle because it could damage the delicate comps operating the comms and main L-gun.
Your call, Chief.
Roberto glanced backward from the main weapons panel. His wounded arm now hung in a clean sling, but the man could still use both hands to steer the big rig. Hunched forward in a chair bolted to the floor, Kate clenched and unclenched her fists on the handles of the periscope and watched the events happening just over the hill. Black dust. How had everything fallen apart so fast? The plan had been for the bikers to mine the gate and blow it open so the war wags could roll into Hell's Gate and level the place. That gate. That damn gate. It was the only access into the Ville, and even then they had to outmaneuver those 16-inch cannons. War Wag 1 had missiles, but not enough to chew a hole through that bastard wall. The armor plating from the ancient warships was blast-proof to almost any weapon. The gate was the only way in, and now it was covered with living slaves as protection. With their diesel engines idling, two more armored wags also sat behind the hill, their lights off, exhaust puffing into the salty breeze. The additional four cargo wags were far away from the war wags in case of trouble, but well armed with small caliber rapid fires and a single precious flamethrower. They were ready to give cover fire and help protect the rear from a night creep, but the brunt of any chilling would be done by War Wag 1 and its heavy weaponry. Once again, Kate pressed her face against the cracked cushion lining the obslit of the periscope. Switching from infrared to starlight, the front of the Ville grew into daylight clarity, and she could see the naked women dangling from their chains, screaming. Probably begging for death, she thought. Her heart pounded as Kate remembered doing the same in the past, and the old scars on both wrists suddenly itched as her mind heard the whip crack of a herder's lash across her back and felt the leather cut into virgin flesh. This was all the fault of that damn pet Doomy the elders had. She had to have screwed the deal, and now the whole plan was a mess. All that time spent tracking the devils to steal their bikes, wasted. Lives lost for nothing. They were stopped again by those damn cannons, with the cannies laughing in victory behind the thick wall. Maybe the cooks already started the stoves for a special meal this night, the slaves soiling themselves in terror as the eunuchs appeared at the top of the holding pits with chains and knives, laughing at the wails of terror from the people below. Sounding like nuke fall, a cannon of the Ville discharged, splitting the night, a lance of flame stretching yards ahead of it. A whistling barrage of shrapnel blew across the ground, with the bikes catching a couple of minor pieces. Quickly, the bikers moved their vehicles into the path of the cannon, knowing that they would be safe from another salvo for a few minutes until the weapon was reloaded. However, they also knew the dodge wouldn't work a second time, because the next volley would be both of the eastern cannons, and from that combined spread, there would be no escape. The ceiling speaker crackled again.
Retreat or charge? You better answer us ASAP, or we're leaving.
Chief, we need a decision right now.
Releasing the periscope, Kate drew in a deep breath and let it out very slowly. There was no other choice.
Tell the bikers to pull back and follow in our wake. Try to reach the walls and take out the gun crews. We're going in.
She yanked the clip from the Ingram SMG slung over her shoulder.
Straight through their damn gate.
The tension faded from the room, and the gunners flicked off safeties. Roberto fed power to the tandem engines, and the war wag started rumbling around the hill.
About damn time.
Roberto smiled and hit a switch.
Eric, prime the L gun. We're going to hell.
Firing again at the unseen biker gang, Thomas levered in a fresh round when something trailing fire streaked across the sky and hit the stone guard tower like a blinding thunderclap. The top was blown completely off the structure, stones flying everywhere to rain upon the Ville, crushing sec men and slaves alike. The sec man on the wall dropped his blaster.
First Elder, protect us! He's here! The traitor is here!
Thomas spun in the direction the startled Kenny was looking, just in time to see a huge war wag crest the northern hills, the armored hull bristling with blasters, spitting flames. The Elder forced himself to raise his long blaster and shoot at the oncoming machine, even though he knew it could do no good. The thing was enormous and bristled with machine gun blisters, missile pods, and stubby barrels of 40mm Gren launchers. A double flash erupted from both sides of the juggernaut, fiery contrails extending directly for the chained women at the gate. And then, unexpectedly, arching up and over the wall at the very last moment to sharply dive inside the Ville. The world seemed to explode as harsh light blossomed and the concussion almost shoved Thomas off the wall. As he collected himself a few seconds later, the Elder could see a gaping crater in the center of the Ville, with most of the barracks gone, along with the meeting hall and the gaudy house. The keep in the center of the Ville seemed undamaged, but the entire glass side of the greenhouse was no more, sparkling pieces flying through the moonlight. Even as he watched, two running eunuchs were caught under the downpour and diced to pieces, the glistening shards slicing them to ribbons. Horribly wounded, the men shrieked insanely as internal organs spilled onto the ground between their clutching fingers. Ignoring the dying men, Thomas gasped in horror when he saw the plants inside the shattered greenhouse chopped into mulch, the entire crop destroyed in a split second. Shaking with fear and adrenaline, Thomas could barely believe the amount of destruction caused by the rockets. It was incredible. But even with weapons like that, the big guns could still ace them in a heartbeat.
Fire! Kill them all!
But only a few blasters on the wall responded to the command, and the big guns did nothing. Turning to scream at the gun crew, Thomas saw the area strewed with bodies. The few slaves still alive strangling the eunuchs with their own chains, one slave setting a sec man on fire with a stolen torch. A slave revolt! By the First Elder, they would pay for that with 10 days in the iron cage, slowly cooked alive while being drowned at the same time. The stormy sky rumbled ominously as two more rockets cut through the air from the oncoming war wag, and this time hit the main gate with triphammer force. The cries of the living shields were instantly cut off, the gate ripped from its row of hinges, the locking bar snapping apart. In a screech of dying steel, the portal sagged forward and collapsed to the rocky ground, catching the witch underneath as she frantically tried to get clear. But the old Doomie was too slow, and she was crushed flat under the tonnage of burning timbers, only a sprinkle of blood hitting the paving stones of the central courtyard. Exactly like a mouse when you stomped on it with a boot, Thomas thought in confusion. A sec man fumbled to reload his M16 in the darkness.
They did it! They aced the shields! But you and the other elders told us nobody could ever do that!
The cry brought the elder out of shock and back to reality. Thomas backhanded the man across the face.
Silence, fool, and keep your...
The much bigger Canny barely reacted to the blow and turned to stare at the elder with eyes filled with hatred. His hands twitched for a second on the stock of his blaster. For a moment, Thomas thought the guard was going to attack, but then the sec man nodded in obedience and turned to shoot at the oncoming wags. Dark clouds of dust were thrown into the air behind the thundering war machine, and then two more appeared from behind the northern dunes, their studded rows of tires chewing paths of destruction through the sandy land. The fake Blue Devils scattered at the approach of the war wag and reformed to the rear of the machine to snipe from behind its protective bulk. Then a door was thrown open in the courtyard, admitting a wealth of bright golden light. Scrambling from the armory, a swarm of sec men rushed to the fallen gate and started firing big bore long blasters, the heavy rounds ricocheting off the side of the lumbering war wags with no effect. In return, machine guns rattled from every side of the three enemy vehicles, the heavy rounds hammering the outside of the wall and doing no real damage, but cutting down the men in the gateway. Maybe that was it, Thomas thought in delight, shooting at the big machines. The traitor had only those few missiles. The gate may be open, but the elders could win this fight yet. Thomas shouted through cupped hands, clouds of blaster smoke drifting over the Ville.
Man the cannons! Fire them instantly!
Move or you'll feel the lash!
Two sec men held a woman by the arms to keep her standing. Her right leg was gone, the stump tied off with a belt and some rope.
Kill them all and cut out their beating hearts!
A rallying cry arose from the sec men, and they moved with a will, racing toward the cannons along the eastern wall, and hauling moaning bodies of cannies and slaves out of the way to reach the breach. At the third cannon, the second had to gun down the slaves as one tried to thrust a burning torch into a barrel of black powder. The man fell, but crawled onward, still striving to reach the powder, until his dangling chains caught on some wreckage and he was trapped, only feet away from his goal. As the guards converged on him with their knives, he threw the crackling firebrand, but it missed the open wooden barrel of powder and fell uselessly over the edge of the wall and into the night. The death cries of the slave echoed throughout the chaos of the battle, but only for a moment.